Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v RŠ intervjuju, kjer smo se pred nocojšnjim koncertnim nastopom v kinu Šiške pogovarjali z Nadejo, glasbenico, ki se je pri rasnih 18 letih odločila obrati pot pod noge ter rodno Avstralijo zamenjala za staro celino. Tu se je kalila in avtorsko izpopolnjevala v zasedbah kot sta The Love Gods ter Nouvelle Vogue. Vse, dokler ni nastopil čas, da na solistično glasbeno pot krene tudi sama. Z Nadejo se je pogovarjal Luka Vučković.
I come to see you in the market, where the buyers buy and sell their wares. I want to reach into your apron, take your hands and save you from this fate. Like to invite you to my lighthouse, show you boats and woo you like the sailors do. We'd watch the early morning street cleaners cleaning streets with eyes wide awake until the vampires hit their sheets, and we'd find a way to turn the hours into weeks, and then we'd say whatever lovers say. Want to impress you with my colors. When I'm
It's nice to have you in Slovenia. How's your touring going so far?
Well, this is the very first day.
Oh.
We stopped because I was writing an album.
Mm-hmm.
So we stopped in February, and this is the first date of starting to tour again. So I'm very happy that it's here in Ljubljana.
Oh, so this is the first time you're here?
No, I came as my own project. I came before with Nouvelle Vague. But this is the first time here, so I'm very happy to see how the public is here.
Mm.
Yeah.
How was it for the Australian-born girl to start following her dreams and leave home country to succeed as a musician?
It was very good. I mean, I started playing in the street like lots of people, and then I met somebody and in the street. And we recorded some songs and went to England and made a few albums there. And then I got kicked out of England, so I don't mind.
Why?
Why did I get kicked out? Because I was rude to immigration, like really rude, not just a bit rude, very rude. And but now I have a French passport, so they have to let me in. But I don't want to live there. Yeah, and so then France has been really good because I really had to start again when I got there because I had my fan base in England, and I really got lucky with the people I met. You know, I met people who were in music, and within a year, you know, I started there, I was hanging coats because I didn't speak much French, and then within a year I was touring with Nouvelle Vague. So I think if you develop the skills, at some point the opportunities come, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. And how inspiring were for you the capitals you moved into?
I hated London. I think it's a horrible place. But then I don't really like to party or anything like that. I like Paris. I like Los Angeles because I have a piano in my friend's house there. But I think the freedom I had is I knew nobody would see me if I failed or if I succeeded. And this was more important to me, that nobody I knew saw what I was doing, so it didn't matter if I completely made a fool of myself.
So are you still in touch with the Australian music scene?
Yeah, I played there 2 times last year. I wouldn't say I stay in touch with what's happening, but we certainly play there, and it's a very good crowd, you know. Yeah.
And do you have any favorite Australian artists, musicians per se?
Do I have any favorite? I think there's a good band called Magic Dirt that used to exist. I mean, I didn't like Australia, quite honestly, when I grew up there. I mean, I like Gautier and I like Avalanches, you know, but I really hated that country because it was very racist when I was a kid. It was very racist, and my mom is born in India and my dad in Italy, so I couldn't wait to get the fuck out of there, you know? Like 18, didn't want to be there, so I didn't really care. Now I think it's a really great country, yeah.
Had a helping hand, but the hand didn't help. All the fingers were bent and the thumb wasn't built. So I got another hand, but I couldn't let the old hand go. Whoa. 2 helping hands, 1 hand in each hand, pulling me up and out of the sand. Till suddenly we break free and all let go. Trying to fix it by myself. I walk up to the mirror and she tells me something else. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Smoke like a gun and I dance in the dark. Cause loneliness is a face that I don't know. And trying to make sense makes no sense at all. Tiny little pieces all over the floor. I'm wishing on a star, won't get me far. That's how. What I do for one of those 2 hands to be.
But you.
Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Can love you like you do. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Nobody but you.
You were a part of Love Gods, Nouvelle Vague. Now you're representing yourself as a solo artist. What was the main intention for that move? To fulfill yourself artistically, maybe?
Well, in the Love Gods, I wrote a lot of the songs. Nouvelle Vague was like a fantastic holiday for me because I didn't have to do any organization. I just sang, you know? And for me, it was to get the courage. I wanted to have the courage to do my own thing and see if I like it. But I'm lucky. I have great musicians, so I feel very supported by them. I don't feel on my own. Like, we're working on the next album. One is doing arrangements. We're really working together, even though they're all my songs. But I don't feel more fulfilled. I prefer collaborations. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. So your music is really leans toward melodies. How do you see melodies as something you're always trying to reach, or as an expression, something that is inside you and you need to put it out?
I think I've always seen them as like, you know what ley lines are, mm-hmm. like sonic ley lines. Mm-hmm. Basically, there is a point that they hit a part of your heart, mm-hmm. a connection, or whether it's tortured or loving or whatever, they're all a pathway to feeling a certain emotion. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's what they are. And very often, the melodies or the music comes first, and that shows me the feeling of the song that needs to be written, you know?
Mm-hmm. And do you still get chills when you hear a great melody?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, that's what I live for, you know. I live for a great melody. Like, if I wrote Sound of Silence or, what's that? There's a song by Foo Fighters called Razor. I'd probably I'd probably say, please shoot me now, I'm done, you know. Or I'd just listen to the song until I died.
There is a big gap between your lyrics, dark lyrics and lovely and friendly melodies. This hip-hop music is a great channel that can also express more serious themes.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think if you... It's very hard to play night after night if you're playing very difficult subjects. Mm-hmm. So I liked the contrast of making heavy things like alcoholism and asylums with very light music. Yeah, I think it's important because when you play something every single night, you could get really depressed mm-hmm. otherwise. And the next album is more... It's just about love and addictions. But the music is heavier and darker because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. The other album, I had to do something light because the subject was so heavy, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what inspires you when you're writing your poems?
I think it's the people around me or what is happening, what I see in other people. Very often songs are like, one, for me, they're like medicine. Like if I have a really difficult thing that happens, I feel like I have to play that song every day because it's like a antibiotic. And very often I'll write songs, and I think they're for other people that will experience a same thing or something, just what I see. And very often they puncture your illusions. You know, this next album. The other one I had something else to do, but this one really is what I see in people and attempting to connect with certain realities that I see that are not always comfortable, you know? Mm-hmm. Being stuck in the same patterns, being afraid to really live, you know? Mm-hmm. And most of us are afraid of that, you mm-hmm. know?
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned you were previously here with Nouvelle Vague. So what can people expect today from your show?
Well, it depends what they bring, you know. It's like it's a collaboration between what we do and what they do. Expect a lot of mistakes because I'm playing guitar, but we're gonna try a new song we've never tried anywhere in the world ever that I wrote like 2 weeks ago. So expect new things that no one's ever heard, and I'm interested to see what they think. Yeah.
Okay, Nadia, thank you for your time, and have a great night.
Thank you so much. Can you come?
Yeah.
Great. All right, well, I'll see you then.
V Ereš intervjuju smo se pogovarjali z Nadejo, ki bo nocoj nastopila v kinu Šiška. Ereš intervju je pripravil Luka Vučković.
Intervju Radija Študent.